Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The music world is mourning the loss of one of its most enduring and prolific artists, musical icon Prince, whose hits included Purple Rain, Red Corvette, and 1999, was found dead today at his studio in Minnesota. Minnesota Public Radio's Dwali Sykow-Tow is in Prince's lifelong hometown, the Twin Cities, where fans are visibly grieving.
Despite the rain, Prince fans continue to converge near his studio complex, Paisley Park.
Need vehicles on the grass. Need to go onto the roadway. You're welcome to stay on the grass where you are.
Police are trying to control the crowd, but not asking people to leave. Sydney Tyler lives in the city of Chanhassen, the location of Prince's studio.
When you grow up in Chan, there's no escaping Prince. Like, he is Chanhassen, so this is really dark and sad, and I cried a lot.
Police and Carver County authorities are still investigating the cause of his death. Prince was only 57. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Sykow-Tow in St. Paul.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is proposing changes to the way police-involved shootings and police misconduct are investigated in his city. Though he stopped short of a task force recommendation, the agency in charge of such probes be abolished. In news released today, the mayor's office says it will create a new public safety auditor, as well as a role for citizen oversight. FBI Director James Comey says there's no timetable for the federal investigation over Hillary Clinton's private email server. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports Comey says he's personally involved to make sure agents have the resources that they need.
The FBI director says he's been asked whether the Bureau will race to wrap up its investigation before the Democratic National Convention in July. But in remarks at the Aspen Institute in London, James Comey made no such promise.
We aspire to do all our investigations in two ways, well and promptly. Especially investigations that are of great interest to the public, we want to do them promptly.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the front-runner in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, but she's been trailed by questions about the security of her private email setup when she worked in government. Clinton says she's not a target of the FBI investigation, but she's agreed to cooperate if agents want to interview her. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Republican presidential contender Donald Trump says he plans to deliver what he's billing as a foreign affairs address next week. Current frontrunner for the GOP nomination says he also plans to outline additional details on his immigration policy and will give a separate speech on the military. Trump's advisors have sought to cast the policy speeches as part of an evolution of his campaign that's included hiring additional staff with more expertise in presidential politics. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 113 points to 17,982. This is NPR. After a pit stop in his home state of Vermont to regroup from a major loss in the New York State primary, Bernie Sanders is back on the campaign trail. Sanders, who's seeking the Democratic nomination, urged his supporters to pressure the country to tackle difficult problems like wealth inequality and the influence of Wall Street. Sanders is campaigning in Pennsylvania today ahead of the state's primary scheduled for next week. New York City is marking a key movement in the LGBT rights movement that happened 50 years ago today. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the protest took place 3 years before the Stonewall riots.
It was called a sit-in, a nod to the civil rights sit-ins. But instead of protesting lunch counters that wouldn't serve black customers, members of a gay rights group, the Mattachine Society, challenged a bar called Julius's that refused to serve gay people. Dick Leitch was one of the protesters who told a bartender that they were gay.
And he said, "Hey, you're gay, I can't serve," and he put his hands over the top of the glass.
Leitch told NPR in 2008 that the news coverage and court case that followed served as the turning point.
Gay people had never really fought back. We just sort of taken everything passively. And this time we did it and we won.
And Leitch marked that moment in the same bar exactly 50 years later. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
Regulators in Pennsylvania have fined ride-hailing company Uber more than $11 million, contending the company operated in the state in 2014 for a six-month period without the required approval. State's Public Utility Commission voting 3-2 today for a penalty considerably lower than the $50 million fine recommended by a pair of judges. Two commissioners who voted against the fine, though, called it excessive compared to other past actions by the body. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.